1st is Air Force Day, the 40th anniversary of the United States Army Air Forces. My name is Lieutenant Cass Fieldsky, AAF. American Broadcasting Company and the United States Army Air Forces present Air Force Night at Cafe Rouge. This is your invitation to a half hour of entertainment with Ted Malone, Beryl Davis, Hitch Henderson and his orchestra, and as your host for the evening, Captain Rex Marshall, AAF Reserve.
This is Rex Marshall welcoming you to Cafe Rouge and our Air Force party. Well, we have a lot of important guests here tonight, whom we'll meet later on. But right now I see that Skitch Henderson and his band are ready to go to work on the popular song of yesterday and again today, The Girlfriend.
Excuse me, Rex. May I interrupt for a moment?
Why, certainly, Lieutenant Cass Bielski. And judging from that look on your face, you must have something important to say.
You're absolutely right. It is important to all Americans. Tomorrow, by proclamation of the President, we will observe Air Force Day, the 40th anniversary of the Army Air Forces. The part that air power played in winning the victory that was ours at the close of World War II is common knowledge to all. Our powerful Air Force has stood as a tribute to the American people, whose support and encouragement made it possible. Today, the need for a sizable air arm is as great as ever. It is true, hostilities have ceased, but the terms of the peace have not yet been agreed upon. With recent developments in the airplane, it has become apparent that our first line of defense is a strong, ready air force. The job of building and maintaining such an air force falls to the American people. This is your Air Force, America. All of you are part of it. So on this Air Force Day, let us dedicate ourselves to making air power peace power.
Thank you, Cass. And now here is Skitch Henderson once again with a couple of his boys, and they're going to do a number that seems to be just made for him and his piano. It's Ivy. Thank you. think that's ample proof of your right to be called America's new piano sensation.
Well, thank you indeed, Rex. That's very kind of you, but I think now it's time that we introduce some of our guests.
And that, Mr. Henderson, is a right worthy suggestion. But where do we start?
Well, how about that table over there? Do you know who that is?
That girl over there?
Yeah.
Why, that's Beryl Davis. Hello, Beryl. How do you like the party?
I think it's wonderful, Rex. It seems almost like a college homecoming, and I'm happy that I was included in it.
Well, Beryl, I can't very well see how we could have excluded you. After all, you were an ex-official member of the Air Forces during the war, weren't you?
Well, perhaps you might call it that sketch. I did work pretty closely with General Doolittle and the boys.
Just how closely, Beryl?
Well, believe it or not, Sketch, I was officially attached to the 8th Air Force. Even wore uniforms. And during the course of the war, made over 500 appearances with the Air Force camps in England.
Well, I'd say that 500 missions entitles anyone to a life membership in the AAF. But I think that tells only part of the story, Beryl. I was talking to some of the fellows the other day who heard you sing in Europe, and it seems that in spite of the fact that you're British, the Americans liked you because you sing a song in the best American tradition.
Well, if I can get a word in here, I understand it was by popular GI request that you came to America.
Not just a moment, fellas. The compliments are coming too fast. Let's just say that I was a member of the American Air Forces, and I am proud of it. The work I did in entertaining American troops was the most enjoyable I've ever done.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Beryl, because right now we want you to assume your wartime role again and do a little more entertaining. How about a song a la the Phil Silver Show you do each Wednesday night?
Oh, there's nothing I'd like better. What would you like to hear?
Well, how about Once in a While?
Fine. You play Mr. Skitch, and I'll sing. Once in a while, will you try to give one little thought to me? Though someone else may be near your heart. Once in a while, will you dream of the moments I shared with you?
There might be some who wonder just what part congenial Mr. Henderson has on an all-Air Force show.
Please, Mr. Marshall, you sound just like an instructor I had when I was a lowly cadet. My AGO card, sir, if you'd care to examine it.
Oh, Let's see. Lyle Cedric Henderson.
Cedric.
Oh, pardon me. Lyle Cedric Henderson. But the important thing it says is Captain, United States Army Air Corps Reserve. So, you're one of us.
Well, very much so. And if you'll notice, that reserve still means that I belong.
And that shows that in addition to being a pretty fair country musician,
Lee,
you're a pretty smart fella.
Well, not particularly smart, Rex. I just know a good thing when I see it.
Well, the only thing I can say to that sketch is that I think everyone who belongs knows that. And what's more, the fellows who passed it up are beginning to realize that they missed something. Say, Sketch, do you remember a small town in California by the name of Merced and a bunch of swell guys who used to gather around the battered piano and scream for music?
Well, that is something I'll surely never forget.
Well, then you'll remember this number they were always asking you to play, the one entitled Begin the Begin. We can't let Beryl Davis leave without singing another song. How about it, Beryl?
Well, this time I'd like to dedicate a number to a special group of fellows.
Why, Beryl, playing favorites?
Yes, I am, Rick. Playing favorites to those fellows who are just starting out on a career with the Air Forces, the cadets. I'd like to hand a big welcome.
All right then, Beryl, so you'll sing?
We knew it all the time. To say I love you, you didn't have to say be mine, but oh baby, with no name, we knew it all.
have to say, terrific. I didn't have to say divine. 'Cause oh, baby, with no maybe, we knew it all the time. I guess that we're a lucky pair, falling in love as we do. No romantic expression, foolish concession. We didn't go through. Mary, we didn't need a June moon rise. 'Cause oh, baby, with no money, we heard those church bells chime. We knew it all the time.
Time at the party. You know, anytime the gang gets together, the talk usually gets around to the good old days and the memories that live in a song. So let's get you behind the piano and take a journey back through the war years with some of the songs that we all knew and sang.
Well, I think, Rex, that it's a good idea, and I don't think we could get started with a better number than the one Val Davis and, well, practically every man who set foot in the ETO remembers. The British number that we Americans adopted, and especially the cadets, and the name of it is I've Got Sixpence.
That was fine sketch for the boys who were in the ETO, but there was one we fellows in the Pacific will never forget. It was an Australian number they called Waltzing Matilda. Special lyrics, but we're going to listen to Skitch and his boys just play the music. You know, the song Lily Marlene has a unique history. When the Germans lost the African campaign, they lost with it their song, Lily Marlene. A German ballad that, despite the war, found its way into the hearts of the Allied troops. It stands as a tribute to the fact that good music is always good listening, desert or no desert. And now here's Skitch Henderson and Lily Marlink.
And that brought back a lot of memories. And that reminds me that we have a guest with us here tonight who will bring back even more memories. I don't think the men in the armed forces ever had a better friend. He did a great job during the war and is still hard at it today. I'd like all of you to meet your old friend, Ted Malone.
Thank you, Val. Hey, that was quite a build-up, Rex.
And one you richly deserve, Ted. Say, I understand that you're going to be off on another trip soon.
Yeah, that's right. I'm leaving August 3rd for Europe to look over things over there again. By the way, I'll be traveling over routes pioneered by your Army Air Forces.
Any entertainment this trip?
Oh, no. This is strictly business this time.
Well, Ted, August 3rd is still a few days off, and since the strictly business sign hasn't been hung out yet, how about a poem?
Okay, Rex. Since tomorrow is Air Force Day and this party tonight is an Air Force party, well, maybe it'd be nice to do something in the spirit of things. I'd like to read a poem that was written by an American pilot who flew with the RCAF. He was killed in the line of duty while only 19 years old, but not before he left this poem, which, well, it pretty well sums up the sentiments of all those who fly. Flight Officer John McGee Jr.'s High Flight. The surly bonds of earth and danced the skies on laughter-silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you've not dreamed of, wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along, flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up, up the long, delirious, burning blue, I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touched the face of God.
Thank you, Ted Malone, and happy landings on your trip to Europe. Well, as long as there are men filled with the desire to fly, and we have an Army Air Force, we'll always have the aviation cadet. And no cadet detachment is complete without the whiffenpoof song. Air Force Day, the 40th anniversary of the Army Air Force. We will observe this Air Force Day resolved that we must help guard the security of the world by maintaining a state of military preparedness. On this 40th anniversary, we commemorate the achievements of the past and look to the future with renewed determination that through air power, we will preserve the peace. From the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York, the American Broadcasting Company and your Army Air Forces have presented Air Force Night at Cafe Rouge. Heard on tonight's show were Skip Henderson and his orchestra, Merrill Davis, Ted Malone, Lieutenant Cass Bielski, and your host, Rex Marshall. This program was written by Captain Mark D. Miranda and produced and directed by Charles Harrell. Now, this is Rex Marshall reminding you to keep your eye on the sky, America. Your future flies there. Air power is peace power.